So as we open up to our highest allowance, we open up to victory. So victory is our consent of arrival. Victory isn't what actually occurs in the linear. That's secondary. Victory is coming to our own applause. So as I receive these energies, it's really coming to our own state of the union. In English, coming to our own request. So we want to remember that we're opening up to possibilities, and all of that dreamlike material that we have invested in, called our linear life, with all of the phenomena and particular creations, that is, actually going by the wayside, in that we're dreaming in possibilities, we're stirring in riches, we're stirring in our true nature, our true vision. So it's not that we're leaving form. It's not that you're changing your address, though you may, but it's more so that we're arriving at our own homecoming. So in other words, we're no longer just living out the particulars of our linear lifestyle. We're good, bad, up and down. We're serving the beloved. We're serving the master self. We're serving the highest claim. So as you will receive your full endowment, as you will receive your light, as you will part ways with fear. So some of us have divine appointment and there's still all this fear and entanglement, because it's, what about this? What about that? And so it's sort of like we want to see the entire balance sheet. We want to see the entire ledger up front. It's like, well, let me have my attorney look it over and I'll get back to you. So that's not how ascension works. So what we're doing is we're creating a state of heaven. So we don't really know what's on the other side of heaven. We don't know what's on the other side of our applause and victory. We don't know how good it can get, because we've been tied down with fear. We've been tied down with lack. And they're saying in misery. So in other words, what we're entitled to is freedom. So freedom is, at every moment, I'm aligned with source. So it really doesn't matter what occurs. It's, I'm still in alignment with source in all moments, in all revelations, in all indicators. And so as I bring forth that agreement, so the agreement isn't the particulars, what's going to happen, what stays, what leaves. The agreement is a new lifestyle of abundance. So in each moment, you're signaling a readiness. In each moment, we're opening up to greater pleasures, greater arrivals, greater attributes of wonderment. Wonderment is beyond surface, beyond what the mind can conceive. So we want to get into this place of receptivity, where we're being guided higher and higher, being guided higher and higher. So in other words, we're going beyond our customary allowance. We're going beyond our normal traditional lifestyle, so that we can claim the beloved in form. In form. That means no matter what happens, what occurs, topsy-turvy, upside down, backwards, we're always in sync with our new arrival. So we're always being guided, we're always being protected, and we're always like stepping out in faith, because we're learning. They keep saying this lately, we're learning to walk on water. What they mean by this is we're overcoming inertia of the past conditioning. So in other words, we're creating from master relevance. So we don't have to work really, 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 really hard just to create whatever it is. We create with the grandest applause. In other words, we're signaling our readiness and bringing forth what is heaven sent. So each of us have a place, a station in higher union. And so what we're doing is we're elevating our proxy. In other words, we're elevating our alignment, our frequency. And as we hold this out of slumber, slumber is you think you're the ego, you think you're individuated, you think you're doing this all by yourself because you're all alone, you know. So that's slumber. So we're stepping out of slumber into a new lifestyle. So our job is to be a channel of love, because as we're a channel of love, love seeks its own counsel. In other words, everything flows to us because we're the ultimate magnetizer. And so when we seek not for profit, now that doesn't mean you don't earn money to pay your bills. It means you're not doing it out of selfishness. You're doing it selflessness, where abundance flows through you. And so the more that we allow that abundance to flow through us without limitation, it's creating overnight what could not be done in the linear. So when we're relying just on our own emphasis, on our own acquirement, it only goes so high. And it takes a lot of work to keep it going, a lot of work to keep that momentum afloat. When we open up to our highest guidance, our highest venture, what we're doing, and I literally just see like everyone's Merkaba, what we're doing is we're consenting to heaven on earth. And so it's like the universe moves, the masters move, the archangels move to bring forth those blessings through and through. So this is where our life is no longer our own. They're not bringing forth blessings so our individuated consciousness can have a groovy lifetime. They're bringing forth blessings upon blessings to stir all relevant passerby. So in other words, to bring everybody home, to show the truth of the many. So as we open up to heavenly riches is my life's not my own. My life is for others. And as I allow the blessings to flow through me, all are served wherever I go, because I'm consenting to my highest value. My highest value for all concerned. All concerned. So this is welcoming everybody's homecoming. As you overcome depression, as you overcome fear, as you overcome a physical ailment, as you overcome financial crunches, whatever's going on, you're doing that with sign and signaling for all to reset. So each of us are resetting a different part of the paradigm structure. Each of us sort of like, I'll take this station, well, I'll take that station. So we want to remember we're part of the divine plan for restoration and heavenly value. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive, they're saying our fine china, they're kind of being cute. So you think of fine china, it's like, oh, that's the expensive stuff. That's what comes out when you have company or a holiday, something we're going to celebrate. So the fine china really is recognizing our true arrival. In other words, we're the ones that set the table. We're the ones that set the placement. We're the ones that come into consent with true matrimony. So the matrimony isn't, oh, I found you a husband. The matrimony is coming onto the beloved. So it's the twin flame within the self. It's the union of divine feminine, divine masculine. So as we will receive our entitlement, we are entitled to liftoff. We are entitled to truth. We are entitled to full circuitry. So this is where we're opening up to greater emphasis, greater triumph, greater evolved status. So we're dropping the monkey mind. We're dropping, this is my personal history, wink, wink. So in other words, it's a dream state. What did you do in your dream state, you see? So we're dropping that singular approach that what I'm doing is just for me, myself, and I, my family, my bills, my comfort. So we're dropping that. We're extinguishing that pastime. And we're acknowledging the truth that is true always. That all the help that you could ever imagine is here in one broad stroke. as we will acknowledge the truth of victory. In other words, who we are. Who we are. Spirit. Using form, using the body temple, but we're spirit. Beyond form. Beyond the belief in separation, beyond the belief in suffering. Beyond the unconscious guilt. So as we will receive, they're saying, our heavenly feathers, meaning our angel wings. So they're asking us to just pretend for a moment. You can have silver angel wings. You can have fluffy, feathery angel wings. You can have sequence angel wings. You can have stripes. Whatever you like. But imagine you have now grown a pair of angel wings. So they're giving us this imagery so that they're saying so we can get started. In other words, how we bring heaven to earth is to remember who we are, to remember that we're spirit, to remember we're here on this mission of love. So how we're going to create, we create with high altitude. We create out of heaven's signature scent. So if you'd rather have a halo instead of angel wings, if you'd rather have a pretty dressing gown and laying on a cloud, whatever tickles, whatever serves you, but something that symbolizes heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Because what that's helping you do is to open up to your full broadcast. Now, when I receive a higher heart, I've got like an altar and a higher heart, but I'm actually receiving like a cube, like a bullion, like a cube though of gold. So the idea is wealth. The idea is spiritual wealth. For me, I see it as a cube, but it's the kind of cube where, gosh, I don't have words to explain this. It's like it contains everything. Even though it's kind of small, it's rich. It's rich in lather and luxury. In other words, it holds everything. So this is the point. There is no separation. We each hold the gift of life. We each hold heavenly sequencing. We each hold the blessings for all that the eyes can see, all that the mind can imagine. So we want to feel the angel wings. We want to feel love's endowment, that we're holding the treasure for all of humanity. Because as we see humanity in its upright position, as we see all receiving light, all receiving their truth, there's not one single being, human or otherwise, on earth that we don't have the capacity to offer blessings to. So it's all within self. And again, what we perceive for self, what we attend to another, is what we recognize for ourselves. So what we receive in another self, another conditioning, another someone acting out of their unconsciousness, and we see them in their innocence and their holiness, as opposed to judgment. Remember, we're projecting our own innocence or our own judgment. So this is where we're holding that gold cube that really contains all of life. So we're remembering to use that golden elixir, because as we will see, so we will recognize our own self, our own salvation, our own acquittal. So again, the more that we bring forth our own acquittal again, the more that we will receive the sunshine. In other words, blessings, treasures on earth, beyond our imagination. I've got the sun energy supporting us. So we want to remember again that that's the sun energy is an enlightened awareness. It's a being of enlightened awareness. So this light, the sun, permeates our very existence. What this helps to do is diffuse the darkness. The darkness is not without, the darkness is within self, because we imbibed it, we agreed to it, to transmute it. So feel that the sun energy illuminating your very steps, your thoughts, your actions, your heart. So as we will receive our full endowment, all of our goody favors, all of our helps, our aids. And so as we will receive this energetic support, imagine yourself receiving the truth of self. So you may feel energetically larger. You may feel huge. You may feel like you've left Earth. Sorry, hold on. Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy. You may feel like you've left Earth. You probably came back with the dog tonight. So again, what we want to do is come to our proper status. We want to come to our true possessiveness. Taking possession, allowing our higher self to guide, to lead, to determine our next move, our next idea, our next alignment, our next phone call. So all of these aids, all of these helps, all these prompts are guiding us to our new tomorrows. So what we want to realize is right next to wherever you perceive your life to be or your physical body, we have like parallel existences, other realities of self that are already in motion. So what we're doing is saying yes to our new tribute. We're aligning with heaven's promotion. So just imagine many, many versions of Earth and us. And as we say yes to our new tomorrows, as we agree to the upgrade, as we agree to heaven on Earth, as we agree to our abundance, as we agree to serve the many, we triumph. We align quite instantly. So the key then is to continue proper consumption. In other words, to stay aligned. To stay aligned. To serve the beloved. To serve the beloved in all moments. That's the reason they had us imagine the angel wings. So it's just like a visual to keep us committed. It's just to support. You may have chosen a halo. Whatever you chose. So as we anchor in our faith, we receive divine guidance and witnessing. In other words, our next step, our next advancement, our next cure. So allow these heavenly riches to self-endorse, to influence. They're saying mankind. So in other words, we're each representing human life. And as we evolve, so do the masses, so does the collective. We're all one. Let us receive. All right.